Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Hey, man, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, Paul. How you doing?
Good, good. Track one from the album Light You Up, and about the time you think you got Light You Up figured out, it kind of heads off in a different direction.
I know. I do that way, don't I?
Yeah. But that's it's a great album, and I've kind of noticed a pattern with you. I mean, over the years, you talk a lot about California, but I know that you live in Georgia in a cabin, right?
Yeah. Well, I sold the cabin. We recorded the record there. It was where I would go to write and record, but I don't have that anymore. It was kind of like ready to get. It was that time. But yeah, I live in Atlanta, and I write a lot about all over, America. But I guess L.A. The theme of L.A. comes up a lot in my music. I have kind of a love-hate relationship with it, I always enjoy the things that everyone else enjoys about it, but it's wacky. I enjoy writing about America. We travel through it a lot, and I guess you write about what you see. And
kind of America's troubadour, I think we thought of you once around the Honeydew time. Hey, yeah. You got you had a bad thing just before Honeydew. You got your favorite guitar. Was stolen.
Yeah.
You get that back, or is that just gone?
No, but I got a better one.
Good.
Yeah, the insurance allowed me to buy one that I liked even more, so it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, funny how that works. We're all hoping for a couple of hailstorms this year around here.
We can all go on vacation.
Yeah. So anyway, I was reading on your blog, on your website, some of the inspirations behind some of the songs that are on the album. And one thing I noticed right away, because WTTS started playing Light You Up real early on.
Yeah, right. Thanks for that.
Yeah, it's a great song. And also, I thought it was a little bit of departure, because you said on the website, on your blog, you said that one kind of came to you in a dream.
Yeah, well, I did wake up one morning with the chorus of the song just kind of playing over in my head. It was kind of one of those, you don't have that happen as a songwriter very much, not for me anyway. It's only happened a couple of times, so you pay attention when you wake up with the song in your head, And then my friend Chuck Cannon and I wrote the verses. We stayed up all night one night and thought about the most funny things, most random things that everyone seems to think they have to have, and put them together and make them rhyme, So it was a fun song to write.
Well, it's great to see you here. I'm going to let you get back to your performance. That's one more time. Welcome again, Sean Mullins.